Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We made it. We made it to the last show of the work week. Woo! It needed one of those. I needed to let one of those out. Woo! There might be more. It was actually a double duty day because I wrote my column earlier on Thursday as well. Usually I write my column on Tuesdays, but because it was New Year's Eve and the digital editor was not working, and I wasn't working either, let's be honest. So we had a different schedule for the holiday weeks, and it felt weird. It felt weird to write on Thursday when normally there's Thursday night football. But everything has changed because we're now into January, and like a special gift from the NFL, the month of January offers all of the drama, the twists and turns of the NFL playoffs. I'm excited. The format's perfect. It's right up there with March Madness. You couldn't ask for much more for a postseason. It's perfectly designed. And we start out with Wild Card Weekend. The threes, the fours, hosting the sixes and the fives. Now, you have read a lot of playoff previews. I get it. But I would love it if you would check out mine. You may not see a whole lot of similarities among these playoff teams, but actually, I found a unique way to count them down. So I actually did a playoff preview by seeds because there are some surprising ties between the threes, the fours, the fives, and the sixes. So you can find it on Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's also pinned to the top of our Facebook page. And why do I tell you all of this? Well, not only because it's shameless self-promotion. The clicks really do help, you know, the company monitors those, but mostly because it's the eve of the NFL postseason. We made it. We're here. Not only is it 2020, but the playoffs are upon us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage, and that's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It's weird, right? First Friday coming up. First Friday for a lot of you already, for those of you who are in the Eastern and Central, and I guess now technically the Mountain time zones as well. But if you're still awake on your Thursday, you'll get there soon enough. I kind of feel like this is the one day of the week where you just kind of jump the gun a bit. At least I do. And so we've got playoffs on the brain, but we've also got breaking news. As we approach the weekend, the last thing I said on my show 20 hours ago, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, Jason Garrett, scheduled to have a third meeting postseason. Well, they're not in the postseason, but after the season, postseason, you get it. It's kind of mean, I guess, but I didn't mean it like that. They were having their third meeting since the season ended, except they didn't. Although we didn't know that at the time. So the last thing I said before I signed off is we could have breaking news. And lo and behold, boom. According to ESPN's Ed Werder, who has covered the Cowboys for years, Dallas, the brain trust of Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, has in fact decided that they will part ways with Jason Garrett. They don't need to fire him. They don't need to give him a pink slip. He's only under contract for 11 more days. His current contract expires on January 14th. Now, we had talked about this going into the 2019 season that he was essentially a lame duck coach. He had an opportunity to earn a new deal. Jerry Jones said that before the season. But he failed to meet expectations. The team failed to meet expectations. And unlike a lot of you, I've heard from many giddy Cowboys fans over the last couple of hours. Unlike a lot of you, I refuse to place all of this at the feet of Jason Garrett. Head coaches are often made scapegoats. That's part of the deal. It comes with the territory. But Jason Garrett can only do so much. Now, he's responsible. He's the leader. He's the head of the snake, so to speak. And in pro sports, coaches who don't deliver, who lead teams that are mired in mediocrity, they pay the price. And in the case of Jason Garrett, he'd been there for 10 years. It's a long time for a coach in the NFL. And so I'm not surprised that Jerry Jones is allowing him to walk. But I also know for darn sure the Dallas Cowboys players, the locker room, they better take some accountability because this is not all on Garrett. Garrett doesn't get out there and throw the football. Garrett doesn't get out there and miss tackles. Garrett doesn't get out there without a sense of urgency. The players are grown men. They're not kids. We're not talking about college kids. We're talking about professional football players. To put it in context with my industry or even yours. Sure, if you have a team leader or a boss who's responsible for a particular group or an operation, and that group is not performing the way that it's supposed to, a lot of times the boss will end up losing his authority, losing his position. My boss could get fired if CBS Sports Radio all of a sudden tanked because it's his responsibility. But he's not the one who does the talk shows. He's not the one who produces talk shows. And so there's plenty of blame to go around in Dallas. But again, it's not surprising that Garrett is being set free. Fly, Jason Garrett, fly. In fact, I think it's time for him to have a break and a change of scenery. It's a lot of pressure to be the head coach of the self-described America's team. 8-8 season yet again. How many weeks they had the opportunity to try to close out the NFC East title. And at the same time, separate themselves from the pack, and they failed to do it. Now, there had been some speculation that Garrett might move into a front office position, that he might actually stay with the organization. And again, he's got a long history going back to his playing days. But according to Ed Werder, he will not be part of the organization moving forward. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'd love to hear from you, football fans. A couple of things. What's the right fit for Dallas? And would you want Jason Garrett coaching your team? And if not a head coach, how about a coordinator? We don't yet have confirmation from the team, so I want to be careful that you know that. This is just a report, though it does come from a man who is well-sourced. I know Ed personally. I worked with him at my previous network. He's very connected with the Cowboys. So he is saying, his sources are telling him that Jerry and Stephen Jones are moving forward, and that while they have taken a lot of care and they have a lot of respect for Jason Garrett, that he's not going to be part of the organization moving forward. Werder even goes on to say the next phase will be candidate interviews. So even while it hasn't been official, in Werder's mind, in Werder's sourcing, in Werder's tweet, he says that interviews for various candidates, whoever they might be, will begin soon after this is made official. All right, so it's not official yet, but it is reportedly coming very soon. So what kind of a fit works with Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, this Dallas Cowboys offense that has so much potential, but also a roster that has potentially 26 unrestricted free agents? It's not just guys like Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. It's practically half the roster that could end up as free agents. There's a lot of business to be done with the Cowboys in the next few months. We know they're not changing GMs, but if they change coaches, that guy's got to be able to hit the ground running. Would a college coach be the best fit? I don't even understand that at all, but that's what a lot of people are saying, fans included, fans and analysts, looking at names like Lincoln Riley, Urban Meyer. That doesn't make much sense to me. You've got a team that, as currently constituted, has a ton of talent. You need a guy who can walk in with credibility and command the room, similar to what Ron Rivera will do with the Washington Redskins. He was introduced on Thursday. So you can find me on Twitter, Cowboys Coaching Vacancy. We may find out it's official on Friday. We do love Friday news dumps. And what about Jason Garrett? Is he just about to be kicked to the curb by the entire NFL? Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When Ed Werder's news first started making the rounds, I tweeted, "Are you happy, Cowboys fans?" Woo! Got a lot of response to that. A lot of GIFs. GIFs apparently express your emotions better. I prefer emojis myself. So according to ESPN's Ed Werder, Jason Garrett will not be part of the organization moving forward. There was no Thursday meeting like previously planned. The second longest tenured head coach in Dallas history and the second winningest head coach behind Tom Landry in Dallas Cowboys history is likely to be a free agent himself. On Twitter, on Facebook, love to hear from you. You've got our phone number as well. We're cruising into a football Friday, the eve of the NFL postseason. It's a happy new year indeed. By the way, three of the teams in the NFC East appear to be changing coaches. That's why it's the soap opera of the NFL. It retains that title for yet another year. Ron Rivera, though, impressed me, as always, in front of the microphone. You'll hear from him coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Today's the beginning of a great new year for the Redskins organization and its fans.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My favorite moment of the day. Dan Snyder starting out his press conference to introduce Ron Rivera with the perfectly appropriate, first off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I know. It's probably not nearly as funny to you, but I
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I don't know if he apologized or even recognized it later on, but you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Bryce Harper getting introduced in Philadelphia months ago. And he says, we're going to bring a title to D.C. Oh, my gosh. A day late, a dollar short, baby. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up. But in the meantime, taking your reaction to the report, the Dallas Cowboys will, in fact, move on from Jason Garrett. Maybe not a surprise, but what now? That becomes the question. 855-212-4227. Ron Rivera commands a room. I've tweeted this. I've talked about it on the show. This guy has a presence that demands credibility and respect. Because of what he brings to the table, players, listen, players will give him the benefit of the doubt. Now, does he have to perform? Does he have to be the leader that they will have heard about? Does he have to live up to that image and reputation? Absolutely. But in the first few moments of his tenure in D.C., you can tell this guy is already prepared. He's done his homework.
This one's special. This is one of the almost original teams. Started in 1932. There's a lot of history behind this football team. In order for us to get back to where we want to be, we've got to study that history, embrace that history, and prepare to repeat that history. Because if we're not, we're doomed to repeat the most recent history. We're not going to do that, guys. We really aren't.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Already making promises. Fully believing that he and the franchise are capable of achieving these goals and keeping those promises. One of the words that I have used multiple times when it comes to the Cleveland Browns, the Redskins, even the Cowboys, these are franchises that have got to have more discipline. These are franchises that have got to be tightened up. They've got to be focused. They've got to be professional. They've got to be pulling in the same direction. And there are a lot of different ways that you can establish discipline. Ron Rivera does it as a guy who treats his players like professionals. He doesn't rule with an iron fist. They're not afraid of him, so to speak. He speaks his mind. He's honest. He's frank. He treats them like men, like adults, and he expects them to respond appropriately. Now, are there consequences? Is there accountability if that doesn't work? Yes. But he does this through relationship, and he spells it out so there's no secrets about what he expects.
Things will begin and end with one simple principle, discipline. I come from a military family where discipline, it isn't taught, it's lived. It's expected. From day one, I have a philosophy that every player, every coach, everyone who works for this organization, they'll know it day one. You're not going to play for this team. You're not going to work for this team if you don't have the discipline and the commitment to give us everything you have.
I want to go play for Ron Rivera. Hey, hey, sign me up. Sounds like a great boss. And the thing is, he walks it out. He doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk. Don't tell me that when that guy walks into the locker room, the first team meeting, every player, every assistant coach in the room, and he's already hired Jack Del Rio to be his defensive coordinator, another former NFL head coach. Don't tell me there is an instant respect, but also instant attention. Just by having raised the expectations, he raises the bar. He changes the atmosphere in D.C. because of his own expectations for himself and for the people around him. Oh, they've already gotten better just by hiring him. He hasn't even gotten started yet.
I told Mr. Snyder that I appreciate the fact that he believes the head coach matters. But I told him I would be honored, but under one condition. It had to be a player-centered culture. A player-centered culture, something I truly do believe in. My responsibility is to get the most out of the players, to work with them, teach them, mentor them. If I have to do it one by one, I most certainly will do it. I've done it in the past, and I'll do it again. I'll do what I can to help these young men become not just the players we want, but the men in the community we need. These are the guys that can help change things, not just on the football field, but in this world. And I really do believe that. I was fortunate enough to have that in Carolina, and I hope and I'm going to work to have it here in Washington.
Ron Rivera introduced as the next head coach of the Washington Redskins. Six previous full-time coaches hired by Dan Snyder. All six left with losing records. Nerd alert. This most recent season, and a lot of this past season as well as the year before, had to do with quarterback problems, injuries. It's been a rocky road under center. If Alex Smith doesn't get hurt, maybe this season looks a whole lot different. They draft Dwayne Haskins. They groom him. There's a solid starter, a veteran starter who's guiding the offense. But that's not how it worked. And there's not a whole lot they can do to change it. But 3-13 this year as they went with a revolving door at QB. Colt McCoy. Well, actually, he was injured to start the season. Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, back to Dwayne Haskins, then back to Case Keenum. Constant change equals constant losing. And they've had a lot of change at that position as well as at head coach. Though not quite like the Cleveland Browns. No playoff wins for the Redskins since the 2005 season. And going back to 1991, which predates Snyder, they haven't had more than 11 wins in a season. They've got a very passionate fan base. Now, there's been a lot of criticism about the fact that those fans aren't showing up to games. And even the players themselves have commented or complained about how their stands are empty. Tickets are being sold off to fans of incoming teams, the visiting teams. But they want to cheer for a winner. They do. And right away, with all of his equity, with his experience, with his higher expectations, with his discipline, with his commitment to the players, but in loving them, expecting more from them. We're not talking about a guy who's going to be soft with his players. That's not what being a player's coach means. Not to Ron Rivera. You don't let them run roughshod. They don't show up late to meetings. They don't loaf it. They don't take plays off. No. Because he cares about them, because he's passionate about the job and about the guys he works with, he expects more from them. You can see that, you can hear it with Ron Rivera immediately. Franchise changing. I believe in him. Now, they need the personnel, they need the people. But if Snyder gives him the right GM, a guy that he can work with, and allows Ron Rivera to do what he's hired him to do, this could be one of those franchises that makes an immediate turnaround. And I'm not saying from 3-13 to Super Bowl. But this is huge for the Redskins. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, producer Chris put up a Jason Garrett-centric poll. There you go. So you can check that out on our social media. 855-212-4227. We'll get your calls coming up. And then top of the hour, we're going to dive into a bit of a playoff preview, playoff prep, if you will. One of our favorites, John McClain, will join us from Houston. And, of course, we'll get his reaction on the Jason Garrett news, which is that he will reportedly not be part of the organization moving forward. That comes from Ed Werder.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Prescott is under center, and he's changing the play. Elliott behind him. There's a slot left. Prescott will give it to Elliott. Coming right. Oh, what a block down the field. To the 25. To the 20. Keeps his feet. To the 10. Walked it up. Touchdown, Elliott.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Brad Sham on the Cowboys Radio Network. Seemed like they had a lot of pieces in place to start the season. In fact, there was some feeling coming out of the Cowboys organization that this was a team that maybe was more talented than any that the Cowboys had had in recent years. That this was a team that could break through and finally realize goals and dreams and expectations. Sometimes it stinks to be America's team. There's a lot of attention leveled at you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So what we have right now are four coaching openings if the Cowboys do, in fact, part ways with Garrett. Giants, Cowboys, both in the NFC East. The Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera's former team, and the Cleveland Browns. And we heard from owner Jimmy Haslam on Thursday. In case you're wondering about Urban Meyer, who is essentially a free agent himself, most recently at Ohio State.
Jimmy, is Urban Meyer a candidate?
Right now, we're just focusing on people with NFL experience.
Jimmy, that he is a candidate. Could you say it's not true, or is it true?
Tony, I think it's pretty clear what I said.
Thank heavens. For the Browns' sake, thank heavens that Jimmy Haslam is looking at coaches with previous experience. Now, Mike McCarthy is already interviewed. Interesting, though, Greg Roman, he is supposed to be doing an interview, or was supposed to be doing an interview this week. The Browns were going to him. So they are talking to guys that don't have head coaching experience, but at least entrenched in the NFL. I mean, we'll see. It's kind of odd. Haslam talked about structure and wanting to have everybody on the same page, except he's the guy who has led to this constant turnover and transition, at least since he and his wife bought the team in 2012.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
It's a good point. It's a good point, Chuck. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Jeff, who's in Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Yes, this is have a couple of comments I want to make about the Cowboys and about Jason Garrett. First thing is that Jason Garrett is about 70% the problem that we had down here. Yes, the players are grown men, but he never held them accountable. He never did what a head coach is supposed to do. Second thing is, of course, we call him the clapper down here, but now we got the antibiotic shot for the clap, so that's going to be good.
I really hope for your sake, sir, that the next coach doesn't clap at all. I'm not sure what you guys would do if you went from one clapping coach to another guy who liked to clap. You know, like a Pete Carroll. It's a wildly successful head coach, and yet he claps. I mean, I can't believe those two things are related.
Well, you know, you clap when it's good and you clap when it's bad.
So what? Who cares? So he claps. My God, I talk with my hands. What does it matter? If he was winning, you guys wouldn't give a crap whether or not he clapped.
I understand.
Okay. It's just another way for people to make fun of him. That's all it is. It's just another. It's irrelevant whether or not he claps.
But it's still. I understand what you're saying. It is irrelevant. But it still irritated us because we expect him to win. We expect him to hold the players accountable. We expect him to be prepared for the games. We expect him to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys and nothing less.
All right, sir. So what are you looking for?
We're looking
for... Besides someone who doesn't clap.
We're looking for a person that's going to get in the face of a player if he's not doing well. We're looking for someone, if he's not doing what he's supposed to do, put him on the bench.
Okay, so someone who's a little more fiery, a little more of an alpha male.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting, though, because... You have to wonder how that type of a personality would get along with Jerry Jones, because that's who Jerry Jones is. Now, he's not going to get in the face of a player, but he is clearly the alpha male, and it's his authority, right? And he's the guy who speaks three times a week to the media. It's I don't know. There might be some of that consideration as well. You want someone who fits Jerry Jones' personality, too, which is why Garrett... One of the reasons why Garrett was kept around for so long, because he and Jerry got along really well.
Well, yeah, that was like his son, you know. And we want him to be more business-like and don't treat him like his son. And we get things done here.
Okay, so no family affinity, no affection, no clapping. I mean, wow, you guys are, you're narrowing the field there, Jeff.
Yeah, well, we got to. We got to narrow the field.
All right, so you didn't give me a name, though, of someone that you think would work.
Well, Myers may work.
Myers is definitely an alpha male. I don't know if he and Jerry would get along, man.
Yeah, it may be some clash in there, but hey, you know, if he brings us some championship, I don't care. The guy, Art Browse, will be good.
Really?
I'm sorry, not the Art Browse. Did I say Art Browse? I apologize. The guy that is the coach of Baylor now.
Matt Rhule.
What's his name?
Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule. Man, cut that out.
No, it's fine. It's already on national radio. There's no way we can get rid of it, but I understand you made a mistake.
I know.
All right. Well, we'll see.
I listen to you all the time. You're great.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Happy New Year to you. Just as long as the guy doesn't clap, all is right in Dallas Cowboys universe. I never understand the obsession over that. It reminds me of going back to, I think it was the second year with the Warriors, maybe the second MVP that Steph Curry won, but the second year of them getting to the NBA Finals. And people were calling up complaining about how he chewed on his mouthpiece, how it was disrespectful to fans. But that's what happens. You get annoyed at someone, you see a lot of them, and you just nitpick at some characteristic that's completely irrelevant. Although, I guess it was relevant when Steph Curry chucked his mouthpiece across the basketball court. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Jay, who's in New Hampshire. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Hey. Great to be on. Thank you. Hey, I was excited about Jerry Jones, but I think he took my thunder.
You don't like clapping either?
No, I don't mind the clapping. He's very excitable. So be it. But in 10 years, he hasn't really done much, even with a controlling owner. It was more about Dan Snyder and the Redskins after I thought about it. And I don't think whoever coaches for Dan Snyder is going to...
Hello?
Hello, do you got me?
Are you busy chopping meat?
No, sorry. I'm a duck farmer. I'm out tending the ducks at the moment.
We are have you?
Problems
up
there.
How many ducks?
Yeah. At the moment, 14 ducks. But none of that really.
So is that you or is that a duck?
No, it's a duck.
Oh my gosh, we need to put the duck on the phone. I love ducks.
You want to put it?
You do? I just love animals, but ducks are fun.
We do too.
So that's a quacking
I'm
duck.
I'm a bartender, and I just thought, yeah, it is a quacking duck. Her name is Poseidon.
I love it.
Well, when I get home from work, I got to make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah, of course. So are you out there with a big old flashlight or what?
No, just a little one. Right now. We got some spotlights around the thing, and they got a big duck house.
Are you waking up the bored ducks? Isn't it time for them to be sleeping?
No, ducks party all night long. That's why we have bobcat problems, because they quack a lot, and then bobcats come around.
Oh. Okay, well, good for you. I'm so glad you're protecting the ducks.
Thanks, baby. But instead of that, actually, my real question is Derrick Henry. The Patriots have to play Derrick Henry this weekend, and I am really worried about that.
Yeah, you should be.
How do you feel about that? You feel the same way?
No, I mean, of course you should be worried. He's the NFL rushing champ. But the Patriots were the best team in the NFL, the defense, not at stopping the run, but at limiting yardage. So they were tops in the NFL in points allowed and yards allowed per game. And if I'm not mistaken, they don't give up 100 yards per game on the ground. I think it's about 95 yards per game. I just did a bunch of research earlier today. So they are one of the top teams against the run. But overall, this team finds a way to compensate. They're really stingy. Even if they do give up yards, which they don't give up a lot of those either, they find a way on the back end of their defense to prevent scoring. I mean, that defense has been carrying the team all year long. So, yes, absolutely. You should be concerned because Derrick Henry is one of the best running backs in the NFL. But at the same time, I don't know that I would take away from the trust in the defense because they've proved it over and over.
I'm from the inside. I trust these guys wholeheartedly. But this guy's a beast. He's ginormous.
He is.
He just runs through people.
Well, and right now he's...
don't have the right setup, oh my goodness, he's on fire. He's just running all over the place in the past 7 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, no, actually 6 games. In his last 6 games, he has 900 yards.
Oh.
That's all. So, yes, he's playing his best football of the year, and he's obviously one of the reasons why the offense has surged, why it's not just Ryan Tannehill, of course. Having a running back like Derrick Henry, having an accurate quarterback like Tannehill, who led the league in passer rating and had a really high completion percentage. I mean, these things all go together. And so, yeah, it's a really difficult task for the defense, but they've faced some difficult tasks all season and have come out victorious. And it's a lot of pressure on the Patriots on that side of the ball when you've got an inconsistent offense, which is weird, right? It's weird to even talk about the Patriots not having a consistent offense, a vaunted offense the way they have in the past. But this is where they are, and let's not forget how they won the Super Bowl a year ago. A game against the Rams, two of the highest scoring teams in the NFL, only managed one touchdown between them in Atlanta going back 11 months. And so the Patriots find ways to win, and that's part of their playoff persona, is that they can beat you a variety of ways. And so whether you think that they're at the end of this this open window, they've still been in the Super Bowl for the last 5 years, and they've won on the road most recently at Arrowhead Stadium in the AFC Championship, and they've got a ton of wealth and experience. We're going to preview the playoffs with John McClain from Houston coming up next. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.